Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor with the author Robert Zwicklick. The book is Sheridan's secret mission. Not secret anymore. Sheridan wants to round up the rascals and punish them. And stop the damage to the African-Americans that is constant, daily, terror. How the South won the war after the Civil War. Grant has made his proposal to the Senate saying, I'm not going to apologize. People who did the Colfax, the Mechanics Hall, the Colfax Massacre, the Vicksburg Massacre, they're going unpunished. Something must be done. But, and waiting for Grant's word at the St. Charles Hotel, where our hero Sheridan is staying, and everybody concerned about his safety, but he's not. He's smoking a cigar waiting for the Grant's telegram. And Bob, what is the decision by the President of the United States?
Well, when it becomes evident that Ulysses S. Grant, the man who saved the Union, hero of the Civil War, preeminent hero of the Civil War, he has decided not to pursue General Sheridan's mission, at least at this moment. He gives no indication, and he plainly says that if it were legal, that would be the way to go. But he's clearly suggesting this ain't happening, at least at this moment. When the telegram then starts clacking wildly, and the message over the telegram is Grant backs down. That's the message that is received in the room where Sheridan is standing. And a telegraph operator screams that message out to the assembled various white Southerners, including prominent white Leaguers. What they're hearing in the presence of Sheridan is that he's not being supported by Grant in his desire to put down the White League. And up until that moment, there had been much speculation that after Grant spoke, maybe he'd start arresting people. You know, maybe he'd start right away. So this was clearly a turning point. But it was seen as, you know, basically Grant didn't want to pursue this aggressive policy at this moment.
At that moment, the war was lost.
Well, it was a big turning point in Reconstruction. There were still a few more innings to play out, but it was big. Grant had not abandoned hope of an aggressive response, but he saw this was not the moment for it, and he didn't really have the legislative firepower for it. He was convinced by his cabinet that doing what Sheridan called for was not legal right now. But he did immediately move. Republicans in Congress tried to pass legislation enabling a more aggressive response to restore powers that Grant had a few years earlier when he put down the Ku Klux Klan. But it failed.
It failed because the Congress dragged its feet until the Democrats were in the House of Representatives in March. Remember, March is the turnover now. That's right. January now, but it was March in that day. And the Democrats were not going to permit any legislation in any fashion that would contradict the White League and all the other rascals of the South. Now, there's a revelation you provide, Bob. In 1875, Grant's still in office. In 1875, a young man of mixed descent, a free man of color, Jerome Lynch, Lynch is his name.
No, John R. Lynch, yes.
John R. Lynch comes to the White House to interview the president, and Grant sits with him. And John R. Lynch, who publishes this in 1913, this is a codicil to Bob's book, it's very nice. John R. Lynch is bold enough to say, Mr. President, why did you make this decision to back away from the White League. Sheridan was ready. Everybody was ready for you to do the right thing. Why? Why did he, Bob?
And in fact, it came closer to home for John R. Lynch, because he was a public official in Mississippi. He was, I believe, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, in the State House of Representatives in Mississippi.
We just have a minute, Bob. So why did...
Okay. And his government was thrown out of office by White League-style people the year after, the year after this happened in Louisiana. And at that time, there was Grant, pursuant to this new policy after Sheridan's mission, did not act as quickly as he might have to send troops. Therefore, the Mississippi Republicans were doomed. And Grant didn't send those troops, and he confessed that to Lynch in that Oval Office visit, or in that White House visit, because he was worried about the effect of doing so on the election, the state elections in Ohio, where they believed that a man named Rutherford B. Hayes who was running for governor at that moment. And they had high hopes for him in the future. And he didn't want to toss away an important election for sending troops, which he wasn't sure could succeed in their mission.
In other words, Grant made a decision to endorse the next president of the United States. The book is Sheridan's Secret Mission, How the South Won the War After the Civil War. Robert Swicklick is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save